Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, I don't know how long I would have survived in my time in college without a microwave. Whether it was ramen noodles or a leftover slice of pizza, I was pretty reliant on the microwave. To me, the microwave oven has to be one of the greatest inventions of all time. For guys like me who don't know their way around the kitchen very well and don't really want to spend their time in there anyway other than eating, it's a lifesaver. So speaking of microwaves, I once heard former Beaver Dam preacher Lowell Salee, my old preacher back in Bowling Green in my college days, say from the pulpit that, quote, "Christ is not a microwave fix." Christ is not a microwave fix. What did he mean by that? I think oftentimes the world, and maybe even some Christians, are guilty of looking at Christ and their spiritual lives as a microwave fix by way of looking at Christ as a sort of fill-in when we think our load is too heavy or when it's convenient for us to go to him. Or maybe we slip into the mentality that as long as we go to church services on Sundays and Wednesdays or whenever we might meet aside from Sunday, we'll meet our spiritual/godliness quota for the week. Think about what is written in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, the last two verses of the book of Ecclesiastes, which read, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil." Nowhere in that passage does it say that we fear God and keep his commandments sometimes or when we feel like it. It's an expectation that we are to continue in obedience of his word continually. Instead of looking at Christ and our spiritual lives as this microwave fix, we're supposed to look at it as a relationship. As Christians, we are God's children, and he is our Father. Think of the greatness and the magnitude of that fact. He wants us to trust in him and to rely on him always. If we just call on God when we think that we need him, it's not really trust. It's not really reliance, and it's not really faith. The fact of the matter is that we always need God. Our trust, our reliance, our faith is to be constant. God wants a relationship that exists further than from the church pew where we sit. He wants to be in our homes, in our workplace, in our social lives, in every aspect, including our heart. So we say that Christ is not a microwave fix. Now, is Christ there to save us and be there for us when we call on him? Absolutely. But the whole point is that we need Christ always. This bond we have with Christ and God our Father is not simply an on-call service, and our spiritual lives aren't something meant to be reheated in the spiritual microwave. In Revelation 3, verses 15 through 17, we read about a church that is addressed by Jesus. "I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, 'I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing,' not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked." May we never be like the Church of Laodicea, neither collectively or individually. May we not be lukewarm, halfway committed. Instead, may we always be on fire for the Lord. May we always look to him first instead of trying to rely on ourselves or on other people. May we stay out of the mindset of looking at Christ as our microwave fix and look at him as our constant Savior. But if he's not your Savior and you'd like to learn how to make him your Savior, how to be saved from your sins, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can hear our contact information at the close of this episode. Thanks so much, as always, for listening, and Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com. And you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.